Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Tighe.
Dublin's hit music station, FM 104 Louise with you until 1 o'clock. I'm now joined on the phone by entertainment reporter and presenter of The Weekly Watch, Orla Condon. Hello, how are you?
Hi Louise, how are you keeping?
I'm good. How has your week been?
Great. Good. Like, can't complain really.
Yeah.
Like, we were just saying, it's like, I'm fine. Yeah. Like, I'm fine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's always fun when someone's like, so any news? And you're like, well, yeah. I cleaned my room. I know. You know,
this nothing. What package came for me today?
Exactly. Oh, goodness, it's so funny. So I suppose we are trying to fill our time. So what should we be watching?
Yeah, they started. January is always kind of a weird time for telling, kind of a not a lot of huge drops at the very start of the year, but we've been pretty good this year with Bridgerton dropping on Christmas Day. Yes. And things like that. We're being kept ticking over, and one new thing that's landed on Netflix is Back to Life. Now, I shouldn't say it's brand new because it was actually premiered on BBC One back in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nearly 2 years old now, but it is just new on Netflix. And it's one of those shows that many people spoke highly about the time since it was released on BBC and have told you, like, you know, you should watch it. It's such a good comedy and it's such a good series. And now it's on Netflix, and Irish viewers seem to be really loving it. It's trending number 4 on the Netflix charts here in Ireland. But it tells the story of Mary Matheson, who has just returned home to her family in Kent, her mum and dad, after serving 18 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about Mary trying to kind of rebuild her life after being away for so long and kind of getting used to new systems. And, you know, she's no mobile phone and she's no idea what, like, Instagram is and all this kind of stuff. But it's
changed.
All about her fitting back into the community that she was from and how she's finding that and the difficulties that come along with trying to integrate back into society. It is a comedy. There are very dark aspects to it. But it's a really, really lovely show to watch. And like I said, Irish viewers seem to be enjoying it so far.
We have a little clip of it.
It says you worked at Fat Face in 2000.
Critical Role.
And then nothing.
Yes.
Your life post-prison is going really well. Be grateful. You just need to lower your expectations and get over yourself a bit.
The most important thing is that I am back now, and I am ready to get back to my life.
We are here to discuss the release of a violent psychopath into our town.
And the parking on Dixon Street.
So I do love that there is the serious aspect, but they do kind of make it a comedy as well. Like, it is lighter too.
Yeah. No, there's definitely points of it that you're like, you know, that makes you snap out of it and go, oh my God, this must be such a bizarre adjustment. And,
yeah.
And how must it be to come back into this whole new world and after being away for so long? But there's also very funny parts of it. And she's a very funny character in it, played by Daisy Haggard, who is one of the writers on the show. But basically she comes back and she tries to link up with her boyfriend, who she was with 18 years ago before she went into prison. He's now married with kids. And, you know, she's like this, like, she doesn't realize, you know, they talk about you've never really had a boyfriend. She's like, yeah, I've only ever really had one boyfriend. And, like, this is such a huge part of her life that she has spent in prison and how she readjusts to real life outside that, all the while kind of combining this kind of dark comic storyline. It's very, very good. There are only 6 episodes, which is a very digestible length of a series. And they're only half hour episodes, so I actually only started it the other day, and by the end of the day I'd finished it and I was like, oh my God, is that it? It's done. Like,
oh, I hate
it's
when that
really
happens.
Quick. Yeah, now it has been confirmed for a second season.
Oh, cool.
But that was back in November 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So production slowed obviously last year.
Yes.
With coronavirus and things like that, so we're hopeful that it'll be back, maybe not this year but next year. The BBC doesn't rush renewals of series too much. They don't put a whole lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
About kind of, you know, if there has to be one every year, so we could be waiting, but it's a very nice series to sit down and binge.
And something different, The Wilds.
Yes, this is one that I've been getting a lot of messages from friends about, being like, you need to watch this. Now, for people who don't have Amazon Prime, you might be out of luck, because mm-hmm. it is on Amazon Prime. And Amazon Prime is one of those things I always get people asking me, like, you know, should I subscribe to Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Is it worth it? And it's kind of, it's hard to justify it really sometimes, because you could go months on Amazon Prime and you're like, there's nothing there that interests me. And then all of a sudden they dump a whole new list of movies that are really fresh out. Well, not so much out of the cinema anymore, but really new movies and some good series. So I always find if I'm getting a bit bored of Netflix and I'm getting the same homepage every time I go on, I'll move over to Amazon Prime and I'll find something to watch. And The Wild is one of those shows that anyone who has Prime, please watch it. It's such a strong drama series. It arrived back in December, just the end of last year, and it's about a group of teenage girls who are all from across America, and they're heading off on a flight to Hawaii for this kind of women's empowerment retreat for young girls. And their plane crashes and they land on this kind of deserted island off the coast of God knows where. And it's all about these girls coming together to form kind of a team to try and survive this. And then at the end, and it's in the trailer as well, so it's not a spoiler, but there's a lot of sinister stuff going on. They get very suspicious that all is not as it seems on the island, and there's more afoot than just a plane crash.
Yeah, I got that. We'll play this little clip, but yeah, absolutely. It looks really good, though.
I finished it pretty much in one day. I was on the last episode at about 12:30, and I was like, I'm so tired that I need to finish this last episode. Yeah. So I'll just tell you, it's one of those shows that's worth to stay up to catch the end of it.
Here's the clip.
We are stuck here.
It's the 21st century, okay? They will find us.
My life is out there a million miles away.
There was trauma. But being a teenage girl, that was the real living hell.
Death has been hanging over our heads.
And yet the only thing I seem to care about is love.
And straight away it grips you.
Yeah, absolutely. So the as you can hear from the trailer there, it's kind of set up through a series of flashbacks. So you'll see it in the first episode, the girls are in kind of an interrogation room talking to detectives, obviously after being kind of brought back from the island, and they're talking about their experience before getting there and on the island. And it's very quickly that you learn, like, this is not just a kind of a story of, you know, plane crashes and how do we get off this island. There's a little bit of a lost feeling about it, in that, is there bigger powers at play here? Is there something happening on the island? Is there something happening away from the island that they don't know about? I loved it. I think it's a really, really good, gripping teen drama, dark in all the right places. And it's getting huge praise from a lot of critics, which I can totally understand, because I just really, really enjoyed it. It has been renewed for a second season pretty quickly after it dropped, so that just shows you how popular it is. So yeah, just for people that might be getting a little bit bored of Netflix, and when we're spending so much time at home watching telly, it's easy to run out of things to watch. Definitely watch the full trailer, and if it's for you, that'll have you gripped straight away.
And something everybody, I think, knows of about this at this stage is The Office US.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's one of those shows that just I constantly go back to. I only watched it for the first time maybe 3 or 4 years ago and just binged the whole thing through, and I just loved it. And it's one of those things, if I ever see an episode on the telly, I'll throw it on. There's always hype about when these kind of shows, these kind of cult classics, get dropped on Netflix or get taken away from Netflix. And there was uproar in the US at the end of last year when Netflix US announced The Office would be pulled off Netflix because it was going straight to NBC and it wouldn't be on Netflix anymore for viewers there. But thankfully for us, it's on Irish Netflix now. And yeah, it's already trending number 5 in Ireland. Obviously, people just love The Office and The Office US. This is the US one, obviously, with Steve Carell. It's just such a good show. If you haven't watched it, like, it's so easy. It's not like Friends. It's not like one of those shows that, you know, people get tired of. There's something about this show that you can kind of dip in and out. And I always find I find something different funny about it every time I watch it. And a lot of the stuff is just ageless. And it's just such a good cast of actors as well. And it's just brilliant. Like, I have no bad words to say about The Office. I'm halfway through the first season on Netflix again, and I will happily watch all 7 on there.
I love that. Now, I think most people know it, but I have a little clip.
Describe it.
Brown, shiny, painful bite.
Could be a bat weevil. Describe its mood. Did it seem sleepy?
Stressed. But to be fair, it was a tense situation.
Fair enough. But after it bit you, did it run away, fearful? Or did it walk away, smug, self-assured?
So smug. Like he thought it was funny, like this.
That's a bed bug.
Yeah.
Everything's a joke.
I know.
It's so random.
So good. Like, it's so stupid and it's so funny and it's such a good, like, every, you will know, I find it funny now watching it back about some of the kind of smaller parts played by kind of lesser known actors at the time. You watch it and you're like, oh my god, that's the guy from Water, and that's, you know, whoever, and like all of these actors have gone on to have just huge careers. I always, like, if I'm ever trying to convince someone to watch it, I'll always send them the fire drill episode.
Yes.
Which I think the clip from that of them doing the fire drill is just one of the most hilarious scenes ever on comedy shows. But yeah, like, look, it's so easy to watch and it's all there. on Netflix. So watch it before it's gone, because they always pull these things off as well. So just get in now.
Interesting. That's a good tip. So how can people keep up to date what you're up to this week?
Yeah, you can listen back to episodes of The Weekly Watch. It's available on all of your favourite podcast platforms. And you can find me on social media at Orla Condon.
Amazing, Orla. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Louise. FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Tai.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.